Spotify Wrapped was released today, and I'm really delighted to share that this podcast made it to the top podcast charts in India this year. And also, I just checked that my podcast grew by around 1,000% over the past 11 months, which is great. And to be very honest, a pleasant surprise, because being a very enthusiastic crypto investor, I'm not used to seeing positive percentage change. So, hello, welcome to a new episode of Mood Posting Hours Bhand Ki Baat. Today, we are going to be talking about cracking an interview. And before we get started, straight off the bat, I want to get one thing cleared, that this is not going to be a very technical podcast where I'm not going to talk about how to, you know, crack a coding interview or an IT interview. This is going to be as generic as it can get. And this is something that can be consumed or, you know, listened to by folks in already, you know, who are already working in jobs, and also by college graduates or college freshers who are looking for the first job alike. I'll be covering a range of topics, and maine research ki hai for real, like bahut mehnat jaati hai bhai. But anyway, I hope this helps, and let's get started. So first and foremost, let me just give a quick introduction for those who don't know, so that it's not like ki are pata nahi kaun gyan de raha hai. It's like, you know ki ha bhai, is bande ko kuch aata hai, I guess, thoda bahut. Like, iska gyan sun lete, kar lete, kya pata kuch ho jaye. So, my name is Harsh, and I have been working at Microsoft for around 3.5 years. This is the first company that I've worked for. However, I've appeared for many interviews, and I've switched my roles within the company. I also hold experience in taking interviews, and I've assisted a few of my senior colleagues with their own interviews and stuff. So overall, matlab thoda bahut aata hai mereko. So before we even jump into the technical round and the aptitude rounds and, you know, the beginning of the interview process, let's step back and look at the first and very important part, which is the resume. Now, if you are a college student, your shortlisting process is most likely not dependent on your resume. In colleges, it's mostly done for the GPAs and how much you have scored over the course of your semesters. And if that's the case, ideally your score should be around 7.5 or 8 will ensure that you get shortlisted for most of the companies. However, some companies do require 8 or 8.5 or higher CGPAs to, you know, to even let you appear for the interviews, in which case it's bad luck. But I mean, if you can maintain that, great. But if not, 7.5 and 8 should be good. Even 7 is good, but you would be missing out on a few opportunities. And there would be rare cases where there would be companies which will shortlist you based on the resume that you have or the CV that you present. However, if you're an industry hire, if you know, if you're looking for switching jobs, or, you know, you're changing your domain, your interview or, you know, your shortlist process will be very much dependent on the resume you submit. So yeah, let's with that being said, let's move on to the next part. So making a resume. To begin with, I want to make sure that whenever you are creating your resume, keep in mind that it should be ATS friendly, which is ATS is a software, it's a system, it's called application tracking system. And what it does is it takes up or scans your resume and looks for the keywords that determine how perfect you are for that particular job role, or whatever the requirements of the job role are, they match the qualifications that you hold. So that is a very important step. It also depends a lot on how well formatted your resumes are. There are enormous guidelines available to check if your resumes are ATS friendly or not. So before we go ahead, you know, just do a simple Google search. I'll not talk too much about how to make your resume ATS friendly, but do a simple Google search and the first result that pops up, just go to that and see how you can make your resume ATS friendly. And now, if you're making your resume, there are tons of sites available that just do it for you. You can just put in your details and download a copy, or there are multiple websites jahan pe you can just download the template and go ahead and replace the resume details yourself. I don't think that's a problem. Okay, I think you can definitely do that. However, personally, I love it when I see that someone has created their own resume. I have created my own resume, and it is something that I have been, I've received compliments for from my interviewers, and that just, you know, adds some sort of confidence right then and there. The benefits of making your own resume, despite, apart from keeping it neat and, you know, maintaining a good design, is that you know where you want to place what stuff. The resume is not filtered based on the predefined template. You can have your sections the way they are. And I know that this level of customization is also given by a different, just these websites, or, you know, you can just go ahead and edit the templates as per your need. I find that, you know, when you're creating your own resume, it just gives you a different sense of comfort, and it provides you with flexibility, and it gives you more control over how you want to present yourself to the public, because that is what your resume or your CV is. It's a direct representation of you. You are telling someone what they can expect from you and what you have to offer. But if you do not know that yourself, then, or, you know, if you are not presenting it in the right way, in the best way, or if you don't feel in control of how the other person sees you, it defeats the purpose of building a resume in itself. So that is there. Second is, resume is a point that we are going to be talking about as we go or during this interview. But when you get a job role, right, and, you know, you have a job description and it has three essential columns. One is the skills required. Second is the qualifications required. And third is the responsibilities, or what you would be responsible for once you get into the job role. Your resume should scream that you are absolutely perfect for this job role. When you are going ahead and you are presenting that sheet of paper to someone, they should take one look at it and determine that, you know what, this person is not just, you know, not just that this person has some experience, or, you know, has some, done some good work. He or she or they meet the requirement that we have right now. The amount of time that we'll have to invest in teaching this person something would be significantly less. And from an interviewer's perspective, or from a company's perspective, you are already a person who would require less of their investment and will also start delivering earlier than expected. So that is a huge win in itself. So when you look at a particular job description, you have to look at the requirements, you have to look at the skills, and you have to sprinkle them around in your resume. You have to look at your own past work and your own past experience, and you have to find out the work that resonates with the kind of responsibilities that come with this job description. You have to show how you have learned or worked with the skills, or practically demonstrated the skills that they're asking for. And the best way would be to also give out the results that this has had. That, you know, if you can quantify your work, that's great. That you, for example, are applying for a manager position, right? And one of the requirement is to have some knowledge of Power BI or Excel. So you can tell that you used Microsoft Excel to create a few reports that helped the overall business make better analytical decision, and that showed a growth of XYZ percentage. If you can quantify the efforts you put into the outcome and, you know, convert it to the outcome you received or the impact it created, nothing's better than that. That is a good start right there. And if you can go ahead and also show them how you match the qualifications that they're looking for, it's good. But one thing that I have noticed is if your work has the experience that is mentioned in the skills and responsibilities, you can negotiate with the qualifications. I have cracked job roles that required experience much more than what I already have by simply showing that I know what they need. The qualification is essentially a metric to see if, you know, because companies assume that if you have that amount of experience, it justifies you knowing the stuff that they're expecting you to know. However, if you can show and demonstrate with results and data that you already are capable of handling the responsibilities that come with that job, and that you have managed to work with the skills that are mentioned in that particular job role, there's nothing better than that. It's just a win. People can go ahead and it's negotiable to tell them that, you know, I might not have this qualification, but I do have what you're looking for. So what is it you're going to be? And I know it sounds very cocky, but it works most cases. Mein. So there's that. Now, coming to the actual interview process, the first round is generally the aptitude round, which is again done to shortlist. It's mostly for the college folks. It's if you're already in industry hire, if you've already worked for a few companies, the aptitude round might not be something that you will have to appear for. But the aptitude round is something that comprises of a few different sections. It could be quant, verbal, logical reasoning, DI, and also there might be questions related to the subject that you are already working on, or, you know, the domain that you are in. So that is something that is tailored as per the requirement of or the design of interview that a company is coming up with. But this can ideally be it. One of the biggest mistakes that I made early on in my corporate journey, or prior to my corporate journey, was I focused more on the technical rounds that would come post this stage or this round. And for the first few companies that I appeared for, I failed to crack this aptitude round, which I believe was a very stupid mistake on my end, because how would I even go ahead and appear for the technical round and ace the technical round if I can't clear the first round itself? I had to deal with a few rejections before I realized and I started preparing for it, and the opportunities that you get are very limited. So it would be a good idea to make sure that you are prepared on this front. So prepare for the aptitude round well. A lot of these exams are very similar to the exams that you have for CAT. So you can easily find resources and start preparing on that. You don't need to be too great at this. These questions won't be too complicated, but you need to make sure that you are up to the mark with your preparations on these. There are also a few exams that you can appear for. There is an AMCAT exam. That is, for example, a mirror image of what it is like to appear in the exams for these job interviews. And a lot of these companies also consider AMCAT score, so just might be a good idea to take a look. So with that being said, you might or might not have a GD round post this. A GD round or a group discussion round is a very critical round. Honestly, the amount of anxiety I have and the amount of like how uncomfortable I get with social interactions and debates in situations like these. This is a nightmare for me. I'm good at interacting with a bunch of folks that I know or I'm not competing with, but the minute it comes into a place where everyone is about to speak just for the sake of it, even if they don't have something to add to the conversation, it is an arena that I try to steer away from. But that's essentially what GD is. A few notes before you prepare for your GD. Your GD might be of two forms, you know, or two types. One, the interviewer comes up, gives you a topic. Second, the interviewer comes up and asks you for a topic. You have to be prepared with this beforehand. You need to have a topic at your hand that you can go ahead and pitch, and also a topic that you're comfortable with. This topic has to be non-controversial. You are not there to make a point. You're not there to choose a stand on a political issue. So you have to go there and just discuss or engage in a very healthy discussion with other candidates who are appearing with you. So you have to choose a topic very carefully that does not have too much scope of disagreement, so that the other folks and you do not engage in an argument or disagreements. You have to come up with a topic which is a very thought-provoking but at the same time very cliche, and that has enough points and enough value for everyone to add. So for example, and this is not something that you should use, but I'm just taking demonetization as an example. If I go ahead and give demonetization as an example, I want to make sure that I'm aware of the points that are there with demonetization and other points that I want to, that others will be able to add, a lot of perspective that others will be able to share. A good topic could be the impact of cinema on youth, for example. It's a very cliche topic. Everyone will have something or the other to say, and at the same time, it is something that you can prepare for, and it won't turn into a heated conversation because everyone is somewhere has an unanimous stand on it. So that is there. This shows that you have some courage or some leadership capabilities. You can take the first step. You can take the stance, you know, you can carry the complete team forward. A very good thing to go. And next is, once the topic is decided, given that, you know, even if they are giving you or you are being given, you will get some time to brainstorm with your complete forum and come up with a few arguments, or, you know, just have a very healthy flowing conversation, or maybe just sit with yourself and plan what you're going to say. You have to understand that there are two very important opportunities that you get with every GD round, which is you can either start the GD or you can end or conclude the GD. These are the golden opportunities, and these are the, you, if any way possible, you should go for that. You should go ahead and you should have mock GDs and with your friends, or even on YouTube, and you should practice how you can start it off, how you can convince the rest of the forum that you should be the one starting it off. And if at all that's not possible, you need to make sure that you're paying attention to what everyone is saying, so that you can go ahead and form a conclusion that everyone agrees upon, everyone feels heard. If you fail to do either of those, you have to put your topics or your inputs within the conversation in a way where you're not interrupting anyone, where you have everyone else's attention, and you are at the same time making sense. So these are a few pointers for GD. I will really, really, really recommend going ahead and participating in a few group discussions with your own group of friends, or if you are interested, or, you know, if a bunch of you are interested, just let me know. in the comments or anywhere. And if I get enough participation, I'll try to hold one or two mock GDs myself to help you out. So yeah, I think after these, you will most probably have your technical rounds where you are, you'll be tested for your knowledge in the domain. And this, everything that you have mentioned in your skills and in your technical competencies and everything that you've talked about on your for your experience, this is where it gets tested the most. A few important points is that this is something which is personal to me. This is something which I have learned is who drives the interview, you or the other person. When I am in an interview, I am very carefully assessing my interview for the first few minutes. Engage in a conversation with them, ask them about their experience. And these rounds, you should be, like, whenever you're going for these rounds, you should be prepared and you should know about the company and also about the job role. So you should be aware of what this company does, what the culture of this company is, what the vision of this company is. A few companies or interviews tend to engage with a useless about the company's founders and the rest of it, which is, to be very honest, bizarre. But since tumko paise chahiye, tumko job chahiye, jaake padho uske baare mein and go prepared, no harm, right? Tumko char question ka answer ratke jaane mein kuch kharabi nahi hoti, but do read about the culture of the company. It also helps you make an informed decision with whether you want to go ahead and work for that company or not. So yeah, with that being said, engage in a conversation for the first few minutes. Ask the interviewer about their experience working for the company and what their work experience has been prior to that as well. And this time you'll get an idea about how good the interviewer is technically. And if the interviewer is really, really smart, you have to be very careful about the terms that you tend to drop. You can't go ahead and keep dropping of topics, or you know, you can't just mention words in your answers that you don't know anything about, because the interviewer is going to get that and the interviewer is going to grill you on that. So very, very careful on that. And if you see that this interviewer is a little easygoing, you can go ahead and you can actually just, whenever you're answering, for example, if I ask you what photosynthesis is, right? You can go ahead and tell me what photosynthesis is, and you can talk a little about transpiration and chlorophyll. And I might not go ahead and jump in those areas because I'll just assume that you know about it. Or it can also be the case that I ask you about what transpiration and chlorophyll is to check whether you know about it or not. It'll be a general know-how and I'll not ask you to dig too deep about that. This is something that is very intuitive and you have to be there and get a gauge of what the situation is while you are appearing for the interview. So this largely depends on person to person. And depending on how your interviewer reacts in the first few situations, you go along and maintain that stance throughout the rest of it. So that's there. Once you're done with your technical round, you can go ahead and you will be shortlisted for HR rounds, which are in some cases divided into two parts. When one is MR, which is managerial round, and second is HR round. Before we jump that, I also want to add a quick note about the technical interview part. What you have to prepare might not be your best strength. You need to learn about that. But you also have to understand that a lot of the questions and a lot of what you will be asked will highly depend on what the requirement is, what the company's requirement is for. For example, you could be very well versed in 10 different coding languages. Or let's say you could be really good at cooking, okay? And but if you're applying for the job of a pizza delivery guy, it doesn't matter how well you know coding or cooking. What they want to know is how fast can you drive. And if you are a guy and the first thought that popped up in your head after listening to pizza delivery guy as a profession was porn, you need to get help. You need to get help. This was a very serious conversation and I can't believe you started thinking of porn in the middle of it. But yeah, with that being said, you have to be very careful that what doesn't matter, tumne hazaar cheez kar rakhi hogi bhai, tum zindagi bhar tum maa ke pet se kaam karte aa rahe hoge. It doesn't matter. Agar tumko uska relevant skills nahi aata, you're of no use. So learn the relevant skills and yeah, there's that. And wahi cheez resume bhi likhna. Like most companies to bata deti hai ki, like most companies will let you know what kind of a technical interview it'll be for you and what kind of subjects will they grill you upon. If not, then just get an understanding of it by looking at the responsibilities. Also, if you have a company that comes and does not give you a strict job description, I'll tell you this easy hack. Go to that company's website, look at their career site where their job descriptions would be listed, search for the job designation that you are appearing for, and you will find a very elaborate job description over there. So if your company doesn't give you enough data, or when you are receiving a call, if you don't get enough data straight from the company, or if your college does not provide you that, this will be an amazing hack to go for. So once you are done with that, the next interview rounds are MR and HR. You might have multiple technical rounds too, right? It's the copy-paste knowledge. It's not like first technical round mein ye karna, second technical round mein bol dena, main dunga hi nahi. It's going to be the same thing. It's not like first technical round, I'll ace it, second you'll be like, maine ek baar de diya, main dobara nahi dunga. Same thing applies. I'm not going to talk about individual technical rounds. But next is MR and HR, right? MR round is managerial round where... So the combined goal of these two rounds is to test and find an answer to two questions. Is the candidate ready for the job role that they're appearing for? Is the candidate the right person for the job role that they're appearing for? Or if the job role is right for the candidate, if you are qualified enough to do the job that they are asked, like that they're providing and offering, but you are overqualified, that is a concern for the company, because sooner or later you'll realize your worth and the company will be in trouble. And to be honest, if the company's culture is good and they are a reputed organization, they wouldn't want to set you up for failure. They wouldn't bring you in a way, in a place where your potential will not be used to its fullest. So they'll, that is one. And the second part is, if you are not qualified for the job, then obviously, bhai, kya kar rahe tu yahan pe ja? So they'll try to ask you things like to understand what your life has been so far. Not like, main bachpan mein bada hua. No, don't do that. It's embarrassing. Talk about your professional and strictly professional life. And they'll try to understand what is it that you bring to the table and what your understanding of the role is. They will ask you why you want to go for this role, and that is your cue to answer what you think that role is. So for example, if you're appearing for, again, pizza delivery guy, you have to tell ki why, and if they ask you why should they hire you for this role, you should tell them that, you know, you have a real passion for bike riding. Ideally koi pizza interview wali se itna puchega nahi, but then again, example hai hamara, which is a bad example, but okay, I get it. So if you're a pizza delivery guy and you can tell ki, you know, you have experience in delivering orders, tumne iske pehle FedEx ke sath kaam kiya hai aur Swiggy ke sath kaam kiya hai, and you can tell them ki bike riding is your hobby. तुमको बचपन में पापा ने KTM दिलाया था और तुम्हारा लाइफ का पर्सनालिटी ही वही है. यू हैव नेवर ग्रोन सिंस देन. एंड KTM 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 करते रहते हो. ऑनेस्टली आई जस्ट फाइंड KTM डूड्स अनॉइंग. सो दैट एंड इवन इफ यू हैव लाइक अमेजिंग, इवन इफ यू आर अ मैनेजर ऑफ अ पिज्जा फर्म, यू डोंट गो अहेड एंड शो दैट. ये तुम्हारा फ्लेक्स करने का जगह नहीं है. यू आर नॉट देयर टू इम्प्रेस देम, यू आर देयर टू गेट दैट जॉब. देयर इज अ ह्यूज डिस्टिंक्शन. सो दैट, सो and everything you say should just speak that, hey, you know what, I understand the job role that you're looking for and I am the person that you need to hire, and because this is the only thing that I'm passionate about, or if I don't get a job, I'll not be able to do anything else. You have to pretend to be like that. Then they'll ask you about what is it that what you want to do 5 years from now. Very, very, very important question. They basically want to check if, and you know, I know a lot of jokes were made on this, but the correct answer to what you want to do 5 years from now, or where do you see yourself 5 years from now, it should be something that aligns to the career path that you're going for. For example, if you are appearing for the job role of a software developer and they ask you what you want to do 5 years from now, where do you see yourself 5 years from now, they want to check if that your expectations of where you will be in your life is aligned with the career path that you're choosing right at this moment. Or let's say if you were saying that if you're appearing for pizza delivery guy as a job role, what they want to check is ki agar tu aaj pizza delivery guy ban jayega 5 saal baad, if your aspirations are somewhere around being the manager of a pizza shop or being the transportation head for a pizza shop, or the complete or person who handles the complete day-to-day delivery operations of the pizza shop, then that is a green flag. That is something that tells them that this person's aspirations and goals are very much aligned with the step that they're taking right now. सो दैट वो होता है, वो करना होता है आंसर. ये नहीं कि 5 साल बाद कहाँ देखते हो तुम्हारी बाहों में. नो, दैट इज़ नॉट वर्थ द लुकिंग फॉर. थोड़ा लॉजिकली इसको आंसर कर देना. बट या आफ्टर दैट दे विल आस्क यू क्वेश्चंस अबाउट स्ट्रेंथ एंड वीकनेसेस. ऑनेस्टली यू कैन गो अहेड एंड से अ लेजिट वीकनेस एज लॉन्ग एज इट डजंट कम अहेड एंड इंटरफेयर विद द जॉब रोल दैट यू आर अपीयरिंग फॉर. फॉर एग्जाम्पल, इफ अगेन पिज्जा डिलीवरी का तुमको बोले कि तुम्हारा स्ट्रेंथ क्या है, यू शुड बी से ना कि मतलब यू आर वेरी वेल अवेयर ऑफ द डेमोग्राफिक ऑफ योर कंप्लीट सिटी, और यू नो द रूट्स वेरी वेल, यू नो द शॉर्टकट्स रियली वेल, यू कैन टेक द बेस्ट रूट्स टू रीच अ डेस्टिनेशन इन द फास्टेस्ट वे. बट देन इफ दे आस्क यू फॉर अ वीकनेस, यू वोंट गो अहेड एंड से कि, और यू वोंट गो अहेड एंड से कि ब्रो मेरे को ना बाइक से बहुत डर लगता है, कभी कभी एक्सीडेंट हो जाता है. दैट्स नॉट योर वीकनेस, दैट इज़ नॉट समथिंग दैट दे आर लुकिंग फॉर. व्हाट यू कैन से इज़ कि यू डू नॉट हैव ग्रेट कुकिंग स्किल्स, और यू सक एट समथिंग विच इज़ नॉट रिलेवेंट टू द जॉब दैट यू आर अपीयरिंग फॉर. दैट्स परफेक्टली फाइन. And it also shows that you're very honest. If you just go ahead and say ki bhai mera weakness ye hai ki main bahut care karta hu, no, just hum chutiye baithe hai kya jo tumhara interview le rahe hai, hame pata nahi chalta kya tum kya bol rahe ho. Like do you really think ki tum apni strength ko apna weakness pata ke hame present kar doge aur hame bolega are kitna smart banda hai. That's not how it works. That's really not. Be candid, be true to yourself and us. इंट्रोस्पेक्ट एंड सी कि क्या है तुम्हारा वीकनेस, एंड एज लॉन्ग एज इट इज नॉट समथिंग दैट इज रिलेटेड टू आवर जॉब, वी आर गुड. सो दिस इज द MRHR, एंड या आई थिंक दिस इज इट. लाइक अगर यही सब फॉलो करते हो तो यू वुड बी गुड टू गो. जस्ट फ्रेम योर रिज्यूमेस अलोंग दीज राउंड्स, मेक श्योर दैट वॉट एवर यू आर ट्राइंग टू show yourself as during your individual rounds, that is the same person that's there on the sheet of paper. They need to like you as a person, and then they need to see that there is not too much difference between the person they just met and the person that was on the paper. That is it. So I hope I have not missed out anything, but if I have to kar kya sakte hai bhai, agar tumko pata hai ye maine kuch miss out kar diya to tumko pata hai na, tumko paas tumhare paas wo knowledge hai na, aur agar baakiyon ke liye itna concern ho to comments mein bata do ki oh Harsh, you missed this out. And bas ओवर स्मार्ट मत बनना बस कमेंट्स में कि अरे हर्ष तू क्या ये ज्ञान दे रहा है, तू तो ये छोटी सी बात भूल गया. दैट जस्ट ब्रेक्स माई हार्ट. सो बट नॉनदलेस आई होप दिस वॉज हेल्पफुल. इफ यू वॉन्ट टू नो मोर अबाउट द करियर प्रोग्रेशन इन आई टी इंडस्ट्री, यू कैन गो एंड रेफर टू अ प्रीवियस पॉडकास्ट ऑफ माइन. And if you need a podcast on how to crack the coding interview or an interview in IT industry, just let me know, drop in comments. And if enough people are interested, maybe that could be our next episode. Not next, I have something fun planned for the next episode, but eventually. So all the best. And if you're listening to this episode at a later stage before your interview, all the best. I hope you do good. This is your host signing off. See you in the next, talk to you in the next episode. Bye-bye. Hold up.